Mean is a word that can have some very diverse definitions, even alarming ones. The first that might come to mind is the one associated with all the vile stuff we hear about on the evening newscast. But that's not what I want to talk about today. You get enough of that in other media, so here's a little break from all that. The word I'm using today is just another way of saying medium. You know, not too hot, not too cold, just right. Sort of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears sort of thing. This right in the middle thing is sometimes looked at as average on a certain scale. And while average can accurately describe the position of being in the middle, there is another derivative of that word. It's called meridian. This has a famous connection to it, as in the prime meridian. This is the invisible line that runs north and south and divides the globe into two distinct hemispheres, east and west. The prime meridian has a historical connection to the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, London. In fact, it's drawn right through the center of it. If you go there, you'll see a line painted on the floor. This is the same observatory that used to be the keeper of measuring time for the rest of the known world. Greenwich Mean Time was the standard for the world's clocks for many years, until it was replaced by Coordinated Universal Time, UTC, for scientific purposes. But Greenwich Mean Time is still the time for you and me, and is based on the sun's position at a particular point as it passes over the Earth's meridian. What's all this got to do with my main theme for this blog, which is mindset immunity? Glad you asked. It appears that there is another important mean measurement term that I haven't yet introduced to you. I'll refer to it as mood mean. It's a state of mindset equilibrium. It's kept nearest its middle point thanks to something I call mindset immunity. Let me describe it this way. The body maintains its temperature at approximately 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Much hotter than that, and you should probably stay home and drink plenty of fluids. Colder than that, and you would be in a chill that could have serious consequences, unless you get yourself cozied up by the fire and head off to the hero's hot tub. It's well known that natural state of good physical health is largely maintained by the built-in mechanism provided by the immune system. It automatically works on three levels: to protect, to heal, and to remember. Mindset immunity provides similar protection, except it does it for the thinking mindset. In other words, it keeps your mood closer to normal, so that you can function and make good sound decisions, even in the face of ever-changing realities. But there's a problem. I believe that the average human today has a mindset immunity that is moving at a snail's pace. That accounts for why it takes so long for many of us to get over a situation that is not always seen as positive. But I figured out a way to speed things up quickly and permanently. It's a process I call HERO. That's an acronym for Honest Examination of Real Occurrences. It entails reverse searching your past success history in a structured way, in real time, in an online platform with a live guide to assist you. Mindset immunity is everyone's birthright. You have it now. All it needs is to get untied, and it will do its magic as it should. That means it can smooth out all those otherwise rust spots in your thinking so that you have more energy to do better at living a quality life. And that is no mean feat. More power to you. For the Mobius Monday Minute, I'm David Parsons. You'll find me blogging away at MobiusMan.com. To learn more about how mindset immunity works to make your life smoother, attend our free once-per-week webinar. It's on every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific. Just fill in your info in the form on the right side of every page of my blog at MobiusMan.com. That's M-O-B-I-U-S-M-A-N, MobiusMan.com.